You say potato. Dan Quayle on this moment of Indiana history. Controversial vice presidential picks are nothing new in American politics, as even recent Indiana history reveals. When Republican presidential nominee George H.W. Bush announced his running mate in August 1988, Indiana Senator James Danforth Quayle faced relentless questioning from the press about his military service, personal life, and leadership experience. Hardly a political newcomer by then, the Indianapolis native had served two terms in the House, representing Indiana's 4th District, before winning a seat in the Senate at age 33, the youngest person ever elected to the Senate from Indiana. The grandson of publishing magnate Eugene C. Pulliam, the 44th vice president had spent part of his childhood in Arizona before returning to the Hoosier State to graduate from Huntington High School, earn a BA from DePaul University, and a JD from IU School of Law. A hardline conservative, Senator Quayle supported most of Ronald Reagan's policies while blocking presidential vetoes of bills providing job training and environmental remediation. Quayle may be best remembered, however, in the context of the 1988 vice presidential debate, during which his opponent, Democratic Senator Lloyd Benson, informed him, "Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy." A former church in Huntington, Indiana, houses the United States Vice Presidential Museum at the Dan Quayle Center, featuring exhibits about all of the holders of the nation's second highest office. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting Destination Indiana. 400 images, 51 journeys, one destination. An exploration of the history of Monument Circle through a virtual time machine at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center.